Catherine de Medici. All through history, many women have had an immense influence on the society of their time. One of these women was Catherine de Medici, an Italian woman and later the Queen of France. History has painted Catherine de Medici as Madame Serpent, an evil queen with a strong need for power. This led to dark crimes, poisonings, spying, and even witchcraft. After her death, her letters revealed many cruel thoughts and murderous plans. Some historians have blamed her difficult early life for many of her worst actions. Others say she fought a desperate battle for control of the kingdom, wanting only to keep her family on the throne at all costs. This is her story. Chapter 1. Childhood.
My name is Catherine de Medici, and I was born in Florence in 1519. My parents, I was told later, were as happy as if I were a boy. But the astrologers were not so happy. My parents consulted them soon after my birth. "Your daughter will not have an easy life," they said. "She is going to cause trouble for her husband's family, and finally, she will destroy them completely." Then they gave my parents some advice. "You should put her in a basket and leave her on the city wall. If you are lucky, a cannonball will hit her. If you don't want to do this, then send her to a closed convent for the rest of her life." It's hard to imagine my parents' response to this piece of advice. Soon after my birth, my mother died of the plague. She was only 17 at the time. A few days later, my father died too, and I became an orphan at only 12 days old. I was very rich because I was the only heiress of the Medici family, one of the richest and most powerful families in Italy. They governed Florence and the area around it. My great-grandfather was a diplomat and a politician. He helped many intellectuals, artists, and poets to create one of the greatest periods in Italian art, music, and literature, the Renaissance. My father, the Duke of Urbino, was a powerful politician and a soldier. After my parents died, all the property and fortune of the Medici family belonged to me. Everybody began to call me the poor little rich girl. At first, I lived with my grandmother, but she died a year later, and then I went to live with my aunt. This was a nice time for me, because I had some cousins to play with. Finally, my father's distant relative, Cardinal Giulio de Medici, came to Florence to control the government there and to take care of me. I lived in the palace with him, but this wasn't as much fun as living with my cousins. The people of Florence called me Duchessina, the little duchess, because of my father, the duke. One day, there was a rebellion against my family. The people of Florence were always envious of the fortune and power of the Medicis. I was only 8 years old at the time, but I represented the Medicis for those people. An angry crowd attacked our palace. I can't forget that day. The rebels stood outside and threw stones at the palace, They shouted, "Down with the Medicis!" And they tried, unsuccessfully, to enter the palace by force. Finally, my relatives talked with the crowd. After a long discussion, the rebels agreed to let the family leave the palace safely, except for me. I was forced to stay inside the palace with the rebels. I was sure they were going to kill me. I tried to be brave, but it was very difficult. I was 8 years old and totally alone. I didn't forgive my family for leaving me, even though I never said a word about it later. But that bad experience burned inside me and created a need for vengeance. In the end, the rebels didn't kill me, and they left the palace. My family returned, convinced that my presence in the palace was putting their lives in danger. They thought it would be better for me to leave the palace. So, they sent me to different convents in and around Florence. I spent the next 5 years studying in those convents. The nuns were very strict, but they took good care of me, and my life wasn't so bad. I received an excellent education and became one of the best educated women of my time. After my return to the palace, the fighting began again, and I was in danger once more. The crowd shouted, "Give us Catherine! Kill Catherine!" I hid in a cupboard in my bedroom, too frightened even to cry. But they found me. Several men came into my room and they took me out of the palace. I was forced to ride through the streets on a donkey. The angry crowd shouted terrible things and threw food and stones at me. I was sure I was going to die this time, and it was a terrible, frightening experience for me. I survived the experience, but I was traumatized by it forever. After the fighting ended, my relative, Giulio de Medici, invited me to live with him in Rome. He was now Pope Clement VII and a very powerful man. On my arrival, he kissed me, and with tears in his eyes, he promised to protect me. I was very thankful to him. Living with the Pope in Rome was not much fun for a young girl, but at least I started to feel safe again. No doubt, these very dramatic experiences in my childhood made me a very angry person. And later, I released this anger on many other people.